one sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
And I want us to think through this course as we sing. Spirit of the living God, full fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, full fresh on me. Great text tonight for the message, Psalm 9:17. I find myself on the side of my humanity, or maybe better put, my flesh, wishing a lot of things we face would just go away. I mean, you look out across a wicked, decayed, dilapidated, demoralized nation and say, straighten up and fly right. And you just think, well, we can't face what Rome faced. God will never do that again. I know he washed everybody away in the flood. And I know that Germany killed 6 million Jews and they bitter defeat, and Adolf Hitler went down, and Alexander the Great died a drunkard, and Napoleon fell, and I know that Kaiser Bill got licked, and I know that, but Lord, is that really going to happen to America? And God seems to say, face the facts. I play favorites with nobody. According to the doctrine, which you hear very little of anymore, on divine retribution, America is facing certain, and I think soon, judgment. The greater the light, the greater the responsibility. This has been the generation of everybody claiming rights, civil rights, children's rights, women's rights, man's rights. But you know, there can really be no rights apart from some solemn responsibilities. Amen. Any man that gets more rights than he's willing to assume responsibility for will wreck his own nation, right, as well as his own life.
Amen.
Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be cast into hell. I didn't write that. I'm quoting that. That's a lot older than I am. You say, how old is that? A couple of hundred years old? 2,000? No. It's as old as God. See, God said it. And God didn't call me up on the phone and say, now I'm fixing to make a rather drastic statement. Will you approve it? He doesn't need to be approved. And God never did say anything but the truth. And the wicked shall be turned into hell. If you're wicked, you'll go to hell. Everybody that's wicked will go to hell. You say, do you want your enemies to go to hell? I don't want anybody to go to hell. There's never been a man wicked enough or mean enough. And if a man walked in that door right now and shot half of my head off and I fell to the floor, I believe I could say, Father, forgive him. For he knows. You say, you think you're that good? No, Jesus is that good. I've got only one thing to do, and that's to be like him. But I'd never say, Lord, drop him in hell. I don't want anybody to go to hell. But I know one thing. The Bible said the wicked shall be cast into hell. But that's not all he said. He had a word for America. And all, that's all of them. That's Rome. That's Germany. That's Greece. That's all the nations that forget God. Well, man, that seals our doom. America's forgotten God. Texas has forgotten God. Now, my other verse is found in Proverbs 14, verse 34. 14, verse 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation. That's good for a nation, isn't it? Now, you know what exalteth means, don't you? Lifts it up. Lifts it up. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, those are the two texts that we're going to be thinking about as we bring the message tonight. God uses and has used throughout all time, three whips. We don't like the whip. And we've already gotten rid, they think, of corporal punishment. They call that child abuse. And God would be guilty in any man's court of child abuse. Because the Bible said, he chasteneth his children. And scourgeth every son that he has. Amen. You know what this generation would like to do, but they can't. They'd like to kill God. Yeah. God's got it fixed where they can't kill him no more. First time he came to the world, he came in the form of a human body. Divinely born of a virgin. And I'd like to answer the question tonight, if I get around to it, on, and this is what the scissors have been raising. Is it right to fight? Is it right to fight? What did Jesus think about? What happened in the Bible? And what did sissies conquer Canaan? No. Caleb was 85, and he said, I got strength to fight again. He said, I'm just as strong now as I was 40 years ago. And he said, I want that mountain right up yonder. Why, listen, he could have been retired a long time, but he wasn't. He was a mighty fighter. Now, there are three things that God has used that's going to lead me up to my prophecies tonight. He uses famine, and we're nearly there. I'm talking about in America. I mentioned to you that in Haiti, there are 7 million souls and 5 million of them are starving tonight. That's the reason they're making old homemade boats and loading them to the waterline and trying to sail with an old sail on it 1,000 miles or more to get to Florida. 40 to 60% of them have drowned. And they're coming in to a strange nation looking for one thing, and that's enough food to keep the body and soul together. And that's all. This world is a world of want tonight because it's forgotten the Lord. God could still supply it. Let me tell you something. Don't you think Texas is going to be exempt, or the United States? Judgment is coming. Famine, pestilence, and war. It's always been that way. It's that way now. It's going to be that way again. You know why? Because we've duplicated the sins of gluttony, immorality, homosexuality, humanism, and no Christ and no real Bible. This has been the generation of forgetting God. Now, let me come back to what I started to say a while ago. Man would kill God in the next 24 hours if he could get to him. Because God is against what America's for.
Yeah. Amen.
If Jesus were to come back to clean up, he'd completely destroy television.
Right.
He'd wipe it off of the face of the earth.
Amen.
The three sewer lines would be stopped just like that. Liquor traffic would have to go. Cigarette industry come to a screeching halt. Homosexuals would never be recognized but judged and condemned. Children's rights would be no more. ERA would be sent to the cemetery.
Amen.
You know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
What do you think the world would do to him? Kill him. But you see, when Jesus left here, he said, the next time I come, I'll fix it where they can't get me. Until he finishes the work. And so he sent the Holy Spirit that doesn't have a body. Therefore they can't get a hold of him. They'd kill the Holy Spirit before breakfast in the morning, but they can't get a hold of him. And so therefore they say, the state of Texas said, we'll just shoot Brother Rollo and the workers and the home because we can't get to the Holy Spirit because he's on the inside. And that's exactly what we're facing. Y'all didn't think I was important enough for them to jump on me, did you? You didn't think that our work was all that big. No. Brother, they're jumping on the Holy Spirit. And they've asked for more than they can handle. Now, irreverence is grinning in the face of a holy God. Divine retribution is just around the corner. And the people are saying today just what they said back in the Bible. Well, they said, God's not going to do good and God's not going to do bad. He's just neutral. And they began to raise the question. And they said, where is the Lord? Where is some preacher's God? Dear friend, he's just as real as he ever was. Now, here are some things that's going to happen as I see it. America, of course, has been a generation of globetrotters and bubble blowers. And in 1918, World War I had a ceasing. It lasted 4 years. It started on my birthday, June the 28th, 1914. And America didn't get into it until just before it closed. When America got into it, it's over. You know why? Go back and find out. The women went to the prayer closet.
Right.
World War number one was won by praying women that fasted and prayed and knew their way to the prayer closet. And everybody knows that. Now, World War number 2 came along, and the most expensive war that's ever been fought, and bled us white and bled the world white. And we've been in almost constant war. And so you see, war does one thing. It reduces us to poverty and leaves big debts, which brings on Big Brother or Big Daddy, the government, to take care of everybody. And so we have a godless government and an unsavory state control program, and the people are looking, instead of to God, they're looking to government. Government's going to feed me. Oh, brother, you're in for one more shot before this thing's over. Then there came the one thing that opened the floodgates of hell on us, and that's the repeal of the 18th Amendment. That's liquor. That finished us off. Oh, I know it took a little time. I know it's 1930 some odd, but I tell you, we're through now. And so we got a generation of drunks, crazy people. And listen, from the generation of drunkards has spawned a generation of young dope heads. The daddy that called me on the phone from Atlanta, and he said, "Brother Olaf, I can't do a thing with my boy. I've got to get him in your home. You've got to take..." Preacher called me. He said, "Brother Olaf, I've got a 20-year-old boy. There's nobody can tell him anything. He lost his driver's license, and then they caught him driving while drunk without a driver's license, and he's in, and nobody can do anything with him." Preacher's son. This man on the phone, he said, "Now, Brother Olaf, you're going to have to take my boy." And the boy got on the extension. And he thought he'd put his 15 cents worth in. He didn't want to come. He said, "No, I don't want to go down there. I don't want to go down there." And he said directly, the dad began to put the pressure and trying to beg. And the boy said, "Dad," one in one room, one in another. He said, "Dad, how much worse is it for me to get high on dope than you to get drunk on liquor? You know, I've seen you drunk more than you've seen me high on dope." And he said, "I'd like to ask you what the difference is." I said, "Daddy, did you read him loud and clear? Is that a big 10-4? What could the daddy say? He's a drunkard and trying to help his dope addict boy. You remember the little girl came from Chattanooga with a little Hollywood dad and the little country club boy, one of these sport models? Jelly Bean? Oh, he came in. I want you to know you could smell his perfume a half a block away. He brought one of the prettiest little girls you ever saw in your life. And, of course, you know me. I said, in the winter conference, I said, let's go out to the farm. Let's go take a look. I want you to see what's going on." And we came out here, came back to the study and sat down there. I said, "Now then, you know me. I always hope for the best, even if the worst comes." I said to her, "What'd you think about it?" She said, "Stupid idiots." I said, "You don't mean that about the girls you hurt." "Oh, stupid idiots." She said, "That's what they look like to me. That's what they are. And I would never be around them." She's 15. She'd already had 2 abortions. And the little sport model daddy said, "Little girl, I've got news for you. If you go back to Chattanooga with me, you're going straight to jail." And said, you've already ruined our home, and you've ruined your grandmother and granddaddy's home, and they don't want you, and we can't take care of you, and we're just going to drop you off at the jail, the juvenile shelter, and let them have you." And then she surfaced and said to him, "Why do you want me to take me to a place and make me live like you've never been willing to live?" That shot him out of the saddle. I said, "Daddy, answer that, please." And that's it. And that's where your problem is in America. You give me an old-fashioned, godly, spirit-filled, separated, dedicated home, and you watch the children honor their parents. Repeal? Notice, you know Brother Johnny used to come hear me preach on the 10, would preach on the 3 hours. Repeal, religion, and Russia. Down at El Campo, we had a hot time in the old town that night. I got on religion, and I tore up Catholicism and the false teachings, and I tore up denominationalism and all the rest of it. And a little coward local priest sat in a car down the street because we had a big PA system, and he was taking it in. Next morning when I got through with the 3 R's, brother, he was ready to get rid of the R roll-off. He went before the city dads and said, "We've got to run that maniac out of town." Man, listen, he made an appeal to them. He stood before them. He begged, he pleaded, and he said, "We need to get him to put that tent up and get on the road. Get out of here." See? But I tell you what, it drew him to the meeting, and he walked right down the aisle under that tent. I mean, here he comes. Boy, he came, and he stood right there and turned around. And I knew he was going to want to say something, so I just got quiet. And he laid it on. I mean, he's tried to talk, you know, didn't know what to say. Bum fuzzled. Spiritually illiterate. Didn't have a thimble full of spiritual discernment. Cared nothing about it. And walked out. The chief of police was sitting out there, and he'd just been saved in the meeting. And he was wanting me to have him arrested. I said, "No, let him go. Let him go. I think a fellow like that wouldn't even be good for the jail." I mean, just tell you the truth, because he sure was against evangelism and soul winning, people getting saved. And so he took off down the aisle. There was one little timid couple that got scared and took off after him. You know where he went? To the beer joint. Had to steady his nerves. Had to get a tranquilizer, Pabst, Blue Ribbon, Pearl, yeah, Blatz or Blitz. There he goes. You know why? He couldn't take condemnation of religion. I didn't talk against Jesus. I didn't talk against the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. I talked against religion without righteousness. And that's what's killing this country. When he left, the people wondered, "Now what's Brother Olaf going to say?" Well, I said, "I got a sermon to preach, but tomorrow night I'll answer this rather rude visitor." And the next night, the people literally ran races to find a place to sit down. I saw old people get out of old cars and just run and try to get there to find a place to sit down. Best advertising I had during the meeting. Listen. We've seen our liberties be eroded. We've seen cigarettes and socialism and dope and the sodomites. And we've seen the children rights come out. ERA, a godless government, take control. And we've seen patriotism go down the tube, and we've seen the home ravaged and raped, and we've seen Hollywood take over.
We're glad you've joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Olaf. The message, 3 Whips. Now, to receive this message on a CD, ask for offer number RO 2976. To help us cover shipping and handling, we ask for a gift of $10, and we'd like to have today's date. Also, they call letters to this radio station. Here's the address, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. And to use your credit card, it's 1-800-772-7507.
What a shepherd's voice there was by night, a seated on the ground. The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. And glory shone around.
With Christmas rapidly approaching, our special offer this year is an old-fashioned Christmas by the Rebecca Choir, and Brother Roloff reading the Christmas story. Plus, While He Thought, a message about Joseph and Mary at the time of Christ's birth. Some of the most familiar songs are, O Come Let Us Adore Him, O Come All You Faithful, and many, many more. We accept credit cards by calling 1-800-772-7507 or write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. Now, to receive the music and the message, include at least $15 for the offer. That's $15. And the offer number is RO335-12. Or again, the offer is an old-fashioned Christmas, offer number 335-12. And include a gift of at least $15. Our toll-free number is 1-800-772-7507, and the address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. This is Gene Price, hoping that you all will have a wonderful holiday season, that you can worship and praise Him for His many, many blessings.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea.